the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're into hour number two here. Dan is now in the control room, twiddling the dials and answering the phones. Our number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. When I left off the last segment saying, talking about the Republicans, I was referring to the continuing deterioration in the poll numbers for the Democrats going into the November elections. And I think part of the problem is that Americans are not only realizing that Obama has failed to keep his promises as a president, that the Congress has failed to step up and take care of the American people. Now, I don't think the Republicans are going to do any better, you know, but this is how the American people are going to express their displeasure. There is a huge, huge gap favoring the GOP going into the November elections. And I think part of the problem is that everybody recognizes that what Obama has been doing over the last couple of months, going back to that ludicrous claim that the Gulf well was capped on July 15th, that it's all about simply going before the cameras and telling America what Obama thinks you want to hear. And figuring because that it's what you want to hear that you will believe it and you will not question it. And of course, that is going to be his downfall, because in this age of the internet and this post-Saddam's nuke era, we don't believe what the government says just because it's what we want to hear. We've had enough of that from the pulpit all these years. We want the truth. As the motto of this station says, we can handle the truth. We want to know what's really going on. Remember, Thomas Jefferson said the highest duty of any citizen is to keep themselves fully informed so you can make good choices. And just plugging into the speeches and the TV and the talking point is not being fully informed. It's being propagandized. It's not being informed. So people are talking about an electoral revolt against the status quo favoring the Republicans. It's pretty much a given that the Republicans will recapture the House of Representatives. The Senate may actually be in play. It's that tight. It's that close. And every time Obama gets up there on TV and starts saying what he thinks you want to hear, whether it's Gulf oil disaster has gone away, the economy is doing wonderfully, the war is over, and then just 2 weeks later, the obviousness of the lie becomes apparent to everybody, it just drives his poll numbers down further, and he's dragging the Democrats with him. We're starting to see more and more Democratic candidates walk away from him. We've got one guy running here in Hawaii who ends his commercial saying, you know, I led the campaign for Obama here in the state of Hawaii. And of course, every time I see that, my comment is, I wouldn't brag about that. It's going to cost you votes here. All right, we're going to go to the phone real quick. Rick in Kansas. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's my personal Skype version that's down, not anything with the station. But anyways, that's not why I called. I called because the American people no longer elect anybody. I mean, you know, the Al-Qaeda has a better chance of electing the president than we do by hacking into the signal and changing the vote figures. And
well, we know that vote fraud is a major problem in this country, but you need to remember something about vote fraud. Vote fraud can swing an election a few percentage points, which is why the strategy for anybody who's going to steal the election is just to get the vote close enough to steal. But if you've got a landslide, you can't reverse the landslide with vote fraud, or it becomes obvious to everybody that's what happened. And plus, coming out of the 2000 election, Americans are now sensitive to the issue of vote fraud. It's not as easy to get away with it. We understand that when the official results don't match the exit polls, it's the official results that have to be in doubt. I know the corporate media tries to say, well, gosh, those voters must have been lying to the exit pollers, which is the most stupid thing imaginable, but that's what they're told to try and sell you. But, you know,
yeah, but Al Gore and the other one that ran
Bush.
The other time, they both won the elections, and neither one of them got in.
Yeah, but they were very, very close together. We got to take a break, Rick. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Heart Sleep-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just to finish up on the topic that Rick and I were talking about, obviously he and I disagree. In the mechanics of vote fraud. And if you have an election that's really close, like Bush and Gore down in Florida in 2000, and by the way, is this wonderful HBO movie about that whole recount situation. Kevin Spacey's in it. He just does a fabulous job. In fact, I don't think Kevin Spacey's ever done anything I didn't like. So anyway, the situation is the race was very close. It was down to just a few hundred votes, and they were going back and forth and arguing about it. But the bottom line is, if there is a landslide mentality, if three-quarters of the voters are saying, I am voting for X, and Y wins, everybody knows there's a problem, and there's something suspicious. And we're at the situation right now where political candidates are very wary about overusing vote fraud, simply because if they destroy confidence in the election process, then the whole government comes apart, because the whole method of control over the American people is this idea that whatever we're doing to you, you voted for it, therefore you've got to go along with it. You know, 2 years ago, you got in that booth and you punched that button, and so everything that happened from that day to this, you know, is what you wanted. You know, crashing economy, hey, it's what you voted for. I'm sorry, you voted for this. You know, shut up, go home, go back to work. If the American people really in their gut come to understand that the voting system is broken, that it's crooked, then you're going to have a revolution on your hands. Because we truly do have taxation without representation. We are just another third world banana republic dictatorship with fraudulent votes and the rule of very powerful individuals who don't care about the law or care about human rights. I mean, look where we are now. Reading our mail without warrants, reading our email without warrants, getting into our computers, listening to our phone calls. You know, the idea that we have civil rights is a joke. They're using torture on people now. Now they got pain rays that, you know, they can, in the LA jail, you know, if you get out of hand, they stand outside your bars and they hit you with the pain ray. And because you're in a cage, you can't go anywhere. To me, that's a torture device. That's a torture machine. When you're in a cage and they're shooting a pain ray at you through the bar, that is a torture device. We're going to go back to the phones. Renee in North Carolina. Aloha, Renee. Renee, what's on your mind?
Yes, I think one of the drums we have to keep banging to keep this meme in front of people's mind is the inequity between the salaries and retirement plans of the private sector and the public sector. Now, many in the Patriot community have this just hatred of Social Security. They would reach in Grandma's mouth and scrape out the cat kibble that she buys with her Social Security check, okay? Instead of going after these people that are living the high life, getting four and five times as much, they don't do that. And these people, I find too, you know, they're always, you know, you got to quit taking that benefit. Those people paid into that, by force of law, they paid into it. And the thing is, I've yet to meet one that didn't, that walked the walk and stayed in talk and said, oh, I didn't let my parents touch that nasty,
okay,
dirty Social Security
money.
Renee, let me
cut in on here because I got to be very honest. My sense is that the Patriot community is not opposed to Social Security in and of itself. What we are angry about is that the money was taken from us and spent on other things that we did not approve of, and now the Social Security Trust Fund is empty. It's not even a case of whether we want to take the money or not as we retire. It's just not there. And because of the destroyed economy, for most of the baby boomers, they were dependent on Social Security for most of the money that they're going to retire on. Now they're being told, sorry, the money is all gone. We had to spend it on other things like war and carpeting and a new Air Force One and whatever else that they spend it on. So the baby boomers right now are looking at a retirement with no money whatsoever, because their investments were destroyed, the equity they built up in their houses is gone, and now the Social Security Trust Fund is empty, and there isn't enough of a tax base to refill it anytime soon. And this is why people ought to be getting angry. And it's not a case of hating Social Security itself. It's the fact that the money was taken from us under false pretenses, and then starting with the Clinton administration, they simply looted the money and spent it on whatever they felt like, you know, for their own immediate political advantage, and now, you know, we're stuck in a corner. There is no more money. And, you know, meanwhile, Obama's borrowing it and spending it and saying we're going to bail out the bank in Kabul and we're going to bail out Wall Street and we need another round of stimulus to make the country look good until the next election. And yet the last stimulus didn't stimulate anything. It was just a bunch of gratuitous spending for political cronies. And they did not invest the money in bringing back the manufacturing. They did not reverse the tax credits that allowed jobs to be taken out of this country and sent to other places. They have not done a single thing to actually restart the economy. They're just looting the money from the American people and spending it on themselves. Now, the reason that...
Hello?
The reason that...
Am I still on?
Yes, you are. What do you want to say?
Well, the thing is, you didn't let me finish. And say, Mike, I don't think you're guilty of this, but there are some who are. They just have this wretched hatred. They really would just throw people out in the car. And I don't think you're like that, okay?
I disagree. I've not seen that. They want to throw the government out in the cold. They don't want to throw out their parents and their aunts and their uncles. Okay, I'm going to let you go here because I want to finish the thought that I was on here, okay? The bottom line here is that we have a government that is looting the American people to give to Wall Street, to give to Israel, to give to the bank in Kabul, you know, Hamid Karzai, and they're not taking care of us, and they've stopped taking care of us. And we've got to recognize that. One of the reason the government pays government workers so much more than the private sector is they're buying the loyalty. They're using our tax money to buy the loyalty of government employees. Those government employees are always going to answer yes on all the poll questions that they're called with. They're always going to stand by the government and wave the correct banner and wave the correct flag and shout huzzah, huzzah when the ruler comes by, because they understand if they don't do that, they will lose their nice government job and they'll have to go to work in the private sector where they'll work just as hard for half as much money. And so that's what the government does. They use your tax money to overpay government workers to ensure, to buy their loyalty. That's really what's going on here. And that's the reason for the pay inequity, the difference in pay between public and private sector. The government buys the loyalty of its workers so they can be counted on to vote a certain way in the election. They can be counted on to back the government's agenda no matter what it is. All right, turning right over here to the Mideast and Israel, which seems to be the author of so many problems these days. As you know, there are another round of aid ships, a new flotilla getting ready to sail into Gaza. We still don't know what the fate of the St. Miriam is, the Lebanese aid ship with the all-female crew. Israel has been pulling every diplomatic string it can. It's been calling every local politician in the Eastern Mediterranean, with whom they've got blackmail information on, to basically say do not let the ship sail, because they don't want another confrontation. Israel has backed itself into a corner over Gaza. We know, because of the documents uncovered by McClatchy News, that Israel's starvation program of Gaza is not about security. It's about starving the Gazans into accepting Fatah rule, to abandon their elected government and accept proxy rule through Fatah. That's what this is about. It's a repeat of the Berlin blockade. So because of the attack on the aid flotilla in May, which included an attack on a U.S. flagged ship and American citizens, one of whom died, Israel does not want another confrontation, because it's a darned if you do and darned if you don't situation. If the flotillas sail to Gaza, and by the way, there's an airplane in the new one. It's an airlift this time. If Israel blocks the flotilla full of food and medicine, they look like the mean bullies that they are. But if the ships and the planes get through, then Israel suffers politically that way as well. It is a no-win situation for Israel, but Israel does not know how to back down. And so what they're trying to do is to go to every other government on the earth and say, look, you got to do us a favor. You got to do us a favor and keep this from happening. Please don't let them embarrass us. And because all of the governments of all of these nations are as compromised by Israel as the American government, these governments are trying to block the aid flotilla. They're helping Israel starve the people of Gaza. What a complete reversal this was from the way the world reacted to the Soviet Union's blockade of West Berlin, where every country flew airplanes in there. And they were letting food go and then medicine and everything that West Berlin needed to live was airlifted in, until the Soviet Union quit the blockade and said, all right, we're done. You guys win. Now we have Israel, nuclear-armed Israel, starving Gaza into accepting Israeli rule through their proxy Fatah instead of having their own elected government of Hamas. And every other nation on earth seems to have been compromised to the point where they're going to help Israel do that. That is a shameful, shameful thing. We have become the enemy that we were all raised to oppose. I was raised to oppose the Soviet Union and how it behaved. And here we are, I'm living in a country that is helping Israel do to Gaza exactly what the Soviet Union tried to do to West Berlin. I think we ought to be ashamed of our government and how it behaves. Certainly, I was ashamed of our government. In fact, I view our government as treasonous. Last May, when Israel attacked Americans in international waters for the crime of daring to bring food to the people of Gaza. Anyway, this new flotilla they're basically expecting a minimum of 20 ships will take part. Israel doesn't have the naval forces to peacefully stop all 20. Some of them will get through. And Israel dares not start opening fire on any of these ships. One way or the other, this is going to come to an end, and it's going to end badly politically for Israel. They're either going to look like mean bullies starving the people of Gaza into accepting foreign rule, or the blockade will fall. And that's really where it is. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Call in. Join us on the air.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Interesting story we have linked to whatreallyhappened.com today. It says, Jehovah's Witnesses mad that atheists won't keep their views to themselves. Well, stop knocking on my door. And really, it's kind of silly because they're always pounding on people's doors to express their opinion in your home. You don't see atheists going door to door knocking and saying, you know, there's nothing up there. We don't do that. We stay at home and we watch old movies and chase the wife around. But the Jehovah's Witnesses want atheists to stay silent and not say anything anywhere where the Bible bangers are out there screaming about what's going on. Now, my wife actually won't let me answer the door anymore when any of these religious proselytizers show up, because she knows I'm going to have fun with them. You know, they'll come up to the door and they'll knock on the door and say, have you found Jesus? And I say, have you lost him again? My goodness, that's the third time this week you've had a search party in this neighborhood. You better chip that guy, put a GPS on him, or lock him up if you can't keep better track of him. Or the other one I'll do is, you know, I'll see them coming up the walkway, you know, with their little books and satchels and everything like this, and I'll grab a sword. You know, big, real sharp sword, and they'll knock on and say, oh my goodness, I'm glad you're here. We were just about to sacrifice a bull to Zeus. I need you guys to help me get the marble bowl out of the closet and into the middle of the living room, and they'll generate. And I've done a few more things that are even a little more out there, and Claire says, I'll get the door, darling. So, anyway, but the bottom line here is that what the Jehovah's Witnesses are saying is they don't want anybody to say anything that they don't like. We're getting into this whole book burning, silence the heretic mentality. We're going right back to the 13th century. That's what they're trying to do. You know, you unbelievers, you infidels, you must stay silent. You know, we will talk about God to the masses and persuade and proselytize them, and you're not allowed to speak out and say, maybe it is a crock, which it is. We're going to go to the phones. Ron in Orlando. Aloha, Ron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. I love that letter from Ted Pike, the open letter to Alex Jones. And I read that just a while ago, and it gave me a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I turned on the news, and they were talking about the preacher in Gainesville burning the Koran. Why don't we burn the Talmud?
Well, you see, that's the slippery slope that everybody's on, because, you know, what's going to happen is this guy in Florida is going to burn some Korans, and then we're going to see some agent provocateur over in the Middle East will start burning Bibles and Torahs, which is going to annoy both the Jews and the Christians. And, you know, the fires will start burning on both sides, and it's just a way of escalating it. And like I said, this is a dirty trick by Israel that wants the Christians and the Muslims to kill each other off in a new holy crusade to leave the world for Israel to pillage at will. Now, this is the 21st century. This is the third millennium. I would hope, after manned spaceflight, computer technology, cracking the code of DNA, that we would sort of have outgrown the need to kill each other over whose God has the biggest dick. But apparently, there is a cadre of propagandists, and, you know, who are trying to start a war, and they're figuring, well, yeah, let's get a good old-fashioned religious hate going. And like I said, the media in the United States is starting to sound like that opening spiel from the movie V from Vendetta, where the guy's on TV just ranting about those gosh darn Muslims and this and that. And, you know, the bottom line is, again, the soul of America, if you want to talk about souls, the soul of America is the Bill of Rights. And it says right in that First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an institution of religion. There is no state religion in the United States. By denying civil authority to any one religion, the Founding Fathers guaranteed religious freedom for all. And there's some very weird religions out there. Okay? But we're not allowed...
I agree with you. I stand corrected. But it does preach that Jesus is being boiled in excrement, you know.
There's a lot of nonsensical stuff in a lot of these books, and I know a lot of people will find it offensive, and frankly, I find it offensive even in a humanist view, okay? Because, you know, despite the Council of Nicaea's election, I don't see Jesus as being divine, but from what we can read between the lines that he really was saying, he said some things that I think are of value, and we need to appreciate it for the literature that it is and the metaphorical teaching that it is. But everybody argues about religion, and when it gets over into violence, you know, you get these major wars. And this preacher in Florida, and I find it funny, he's actually making the Islamic publishers richer by buying Korans to burn. And I'm sure they're sitting there saying, sure, here, burn all you want. Get another case. These are on sale. These have got typos in them. We're trying to get rid of them. Go ahead and burn those things. And like I said, the next thing will be somebody over in the Mideast will burn up a pile of Bibles and Torahs and Talmuds. And it'll just escalate from there. But this is not about religion. And it's not about the mosque. And it's not about Christians, Jews, or Muslims, who historically have gotten along just fine, as long as you don't have some robe-wearing, child-molesting fanatic trying to whip up, you know, a new war. But this is about selling you the war. They've been trying to sell you war with Iran over nuclear weapons for years now. And they're not getting the traction. So they're changing tactics. They're hoping that you are dumb enough to fall for a religious crusade from the 13th century and willing to throw your money and your children's lives into this conflagration in the Mideast, which is all about money and property and power and not about anything having to do with religion.
Do you agree with Ted Pike about Alex Jones?
You know, I didn't actually read that all the way through. Okay, we got to take a break here. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Mark in California. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk about how a lot of this religion is really just a basis of division. We as human beings have so much more in common than we do that divides us in terms of these things. And there's this old fable about the three blind men trying to describe an elephant. Each of them get a piece of it and think they have the whole thing. And that's kind of how I view religion. It's not that anybody's particularly wrong so much as we're all just grappling with our limited sight and our ability to grasp a hold of pieces of the divine.
Well, you know, my opinion on that is I'm not sure that there is any divinity outside of our own imaginations. And for me, the fact that religious beliefs and practice tend to change at national borders throughout history says that religion is a sociological phenomenon, and it is a form of control. It's a way of controlling people that tend basically, you know, that precedes knowledge of law and logic and science. I mean, if you go back to very ancient times, the beginning of the agrarian societies where people began to sit down and, you know, just wait for the grain to grow, and they started talking about the world, and the leaders did not want to say to their people, I don't know why the rain falls. And so they would just come up with anything that came out of their heads, and they'd say, we have little magic elves that bring the rain. How do you know the elves are there? Well, because it rains. That's where they come from. Then they start doing little rituals to placate the elves to bring more rain, which is the origin of theater and leading on to movies. And all of this began out of this attempt to find an explanation for the real world in the absence of any real knowledge. And, you know, this is why science and religion are such opposites, because science is knowing and religion is guessing. And if you want to just guess about the world, that's okay. But when you start taking a knife to the throat of other people to force them to guess the same way that you do, I think that's a problem. I mean, it's like having two little kids in a sandbox fighting over whether Superman or Batman is the greater hero. And when it's a little, you know, little kids in the sandbox, we can say, "Oh, aren't they being cute?" But when you've got entire nations with nuclear weapons behaving exactly the same way, that is a real danger.
I agree that there's some issues with how people approach religion and that there is a distance between science and religion, but I'd like to bring to your attention something called anthroposophy, which is the study of knowledge. And in it, there is a scientific method applied.
I thought that was ontology.
No. This is a particular brand of science that was originated in Germany pre-World War I. It's been carried on by a group of people. It gave us biodynamic farming as part of its research and a number of things. The key is not to use faith to approach it, but to use observable, repeatable phenomena. And if you investigate the potential of what might be called the spirit of humanity with that kind of approach, you bring those two seemingly diametrically opposed concepts closer and closer together. I personally don't subscribe to Mr. Hawking's view that there isn't some sort of principle in the universe or some sort of thing that started it all or whatever, and I know you have some concepts about the Big Bang, but my point is not to say that my religion is right or that there needs to be religion or that religion is wrong. My point is that if we all sit down together at the table with compassion, we have a better chance of feeding each other and having a secure life as opposed to hating each other for some spiritual belief.
Well, I agree with you on that last part there. My point is I think it is perfectly possible in an evolved society for humankind to get along without religion at all, because we have enough science to explain the world that we see before us without needing to without needing to invent magic pink unicorns or invisible elves that bring the rain or Quetzalcoatl or Ahura Mazda or any of the rest of that. I mean, the gods are invented to fill in the gaps in what we really know about the world.
Well, but wait a minute. The square root of -1 might also be considered fantastic in the same way that those elves are considered that way to you, but the very...
Not really. All numbers are equally mythical, you know, constructs. And remember, the Pythagoreans began as a religion. They used number theory as their form of magic and suffered a crisis of faith when somebody discovered the dodecahedron. But, you know, we're talking about the real observable universe. When it can't be explained, people just sort of make things up to fill in the gaps rather than admit, hey, I don't really know, because especially back in that agrarian phase of our society, to admit you don't know what brings lightning or makes the animals behave that way, it is basically to build your own insecurity and your lack of surety about the world around you. So if you make up stories about gods and stuff and then you sacrifice to the gods, it's a sense of empowerment over nature. And really,
yes, and
that's
all too often a vector for the propagation of fear. And that's really the key problem here, is that structures are built to try and leverage fear against people so that they will conform to a preset sort of behaviors.
Well,
and
that's
there's no need
that's
for
hardly
that.
Unique to religion. That's hardly unique to religion. We're
no,
seeing
but it was
it
one
now.
Of the first ways, especially the Catholic religion and its usurpation of the pagan doctrines and the pagan festivals. It's really clear that they were taking that and then co-opting it. And we just need to have tolerance for each other. If you look at the Constitution, and the beauty of what is America is this idea that we can all pursue these questions together in a calm, supportive environment as opposed to a I'm right and you're wrong kind of environment, and that's the nature of the conflicts that I see. So that's about
well, you're right. You're right about that, because my experience and my conclusion studying history is that left to themselves, most people are altruistic and they want to get along with their neighbor, they want to have commerce, they want to take care of their families. We just, every once in a while, we are cursed with these fanatical sociopaths who attain power, and they are the source of this divisiveness of saying, no, 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 this religion can't get along with this other religion. We have to kill them and take their land and, you know, sacrifice it on the altar of the god of whatever. And it's people who seek power over others and exploit religious myths or political chicanery or charade to do that. So the issue, you know, it's like George Carlin used to say, the problem isn't the religions, it's the nut jobs running them that are the problem. You know, it's the fanatical mullahs saying we've got to kill the infidel, and it's the Pope saying we've got to liberate Jerusalem, and it's, you know, back and forth, and all of this this hate mongering. And again, as we went from the theocratic state to the nation state, you know, the models, the specific details changed, but you're absolutely right. It's about convincing people to be afraid of something else in order to get them to attack it. And, you know, even Sun Tzu was pointing out on the necessity of tricking your population into being afraid of that which was to be attacked and invaded. Goebbels said exactly the same thing at his trial in Nuremberg about the way to start a war is convince everybody they're under threat from the target and then send them off to kill and maim. And it works everywhere that it gets tried. I have to let you go. We got another caller on the line. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Lex in Ohio. Aloha, Lex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I was wondering if you could help me out with kind of a dictionary term, for lack of a better word, but I'm trying to find a word for this psychological phenomenon, this mental state that we're in, where we vilify and or worship total strangers. And we could start with Mike Rivero, or go up to Tiger Woods, or go up to Barack Obama, or out, you know, anybody. What's the word?
Are you talking about like the psychology of fandom?
I don't know. I'm truly asking in total ignorance here.
Well, actually, I'm having a hard time finding a word because I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about. There's a bunch of phrases we used to use to describe, you know, like the fans of TV shows, you know, celebrity worship. There were less polite phrases as well. And basically what it was, I can describe the mechanism even if I don't have a word for it. It's people wanted to have somebody in their life that they could project onto either love or hate, but they know they're at a distance, so they're safe. It's a safety mechanism. I can rant and rave or fantasize about, you know, Lex in Ohio because he's over in Ohio and I'm in North Dakota, and therefore I can fantasize about him or hate him with impunity and still feel safe. And that's a big, huge part of a lot of the fan fanaticism that we see of people who are just totally nuts about this or that hot, sexy rock star, and they can fantasize about them, but it's perfectly safe to do so because you're never likely to actually meet them and have to confront that reality. I don't know the word for it. I'm sure that there is one, but I'm certainly familiar with the mechanism of it.
Well, thank you. That's kind of the crux of what I was after, and I'm going to take
maybe
what you
somebody
said.
Maybe somebody will have the correct psychological term for that.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Watching in the chat room, somebody's talking about the Ten Commandments. People want Ten Commandments, but go ahead and break them anyway. That's true. They can't even agree on the Ten Commandments. They can't even agree on which ones they are. The Protestants, and I believe the Torah, have the commandment in there about thou shalt not make any graven images. And the Catholics, who love graven images, threw that one out. And they put in thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. So, you know, every time you get into that debate about should we have the Ten Commandments in public buildings, and I say, which version? And they go, huh? There's not unanimity of opinion. It's another reason to fight with each other. All righty. Obviously, you know, we're coming up here on the 9th anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Tower. We are getting a huge propaganda blast from the corporate media to remind us all that, you know, it was those nasty Muslims who did it. Although there's a great deal of doubt that that is true, the only people actually arrested on 9/11 near the World Trade Towers were Israelis. Three were identified as Mossad agents. They were working for an Israeli moving company whose owner, the very next day, completely abandoned his home, his business, went back to Israel. The state of New Jersey had to go over to his storage units with bolt cutters and cut the locks off in order for people to get back their possessions from the storage units. So another story that sort of came and went, and it's being revived, we've got a video on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com where there was another arrest of Israelis. They were basically driving this van with a painting on the side of airplanes crashing into the World Trade Towers, and the police pulled the van over. The drivers ran off. They were later recaptured. The van was initially reported to be completely full of explosives. It was over by the George Washington Tunnel, I think it was. And it was reported all over the news media, and then 24 hours later, nope, no explosives, nothing, no story there, move along. And, of course, the story about, you know, the Israelis who were arrested for cheering and dancing and high-fiving as the towers collapsed, that sort of came and went very rapidly. The part of that story that I'm most interested in, when these Mossad agents got back to Israel, our government basically just said, get out of here, go on, go home, you know, and should have locked them up with Jonathan Pollard, but that's another story. So when these Israelis got back home, these Mossad agents, they were interviewed as heroes on Israeli television, and they sat there and said that their job, their assignment that day was to, direct quote, at least from the translation provided by the Israeli TV, their job was to document the event. Their job was to stand there with cameras and take pictures and document the attack on the World Trade Towers. Now, the videotape that was in their camera was classified by the U.S. government. An inside source says that that videotape shows the impact of the first airplane on the World Trade Towers. If that's true, it's the only other known video of that first impact. The one that we all know about was shot by one of the Nodet brothers who were working on a documentary about firefighters in New York, and they just happened to find themselves in the middle of 9/11. And this one videographer was out there on a natural gas leak call and just happened to be there when the plane flew over, and he turned the camera to follow the plane, and he caught it hitting the World Trade Towers. Now, that video did not actually get out on the air until the next day, which is why when George Bush was saying that he saw that first impact on TV, either he had a closed-circuit feed or he was lying. Take your pick. Both of them are equally condemnatory. But anyway, if this videotape that was confiscated from the so-called dancing Israelis does show that first impact, then it proves pre-knowledge. They knew what was going to happen. It's certainly consistent with their story on Israeli television that they were there to document the event. But our government will not declassify that videotape. According to Carl Cameron over at Fox News, there's a lot of evidence that links those Israelis with 9/11 that was classified by the U.S. government. We're going to go back to the phones. Larry in Louisiana. Aloha, Larry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, you used to work at NASA, so I wanted to ask you about a moon mission where they took the lunar rover out, and they two of them drilled a hole with a big auger, and they put seismographic tape out from the hole, and they put an explosive in the hole. And Walter Cronkite said, I remember the words, what kind of explosive could that be? Can't be a stick of dynamite. There's no air up there. It wouldn't burn. And NASA's immediate reply was, no, Walter, it's an isotope explosive. Then they backed up, and the video went blank, but the audio was on. They said, detonating the explosive now, seismographic readings. And if you call NASA today, they say they didn't detonate anything on the moon except the rockets to fly the LEM back to the command module.
Well, to be very honest, I mean, I followed that mission very, very closely. I'm not aware of any seismic charges that were used. What they did, the seismographs were part of the ALSEP package, the Apollo Lunar Surface Experiments package. Every landing site had one. They all had seismographs, and what they would do in order to prevent the moon's orbit from getting cluttered up with junk, after the astronauts left the lunar module and got back into the command module for the return to Earth, the lunar module under remote control was deorbited and allowed to crash into the moon, and that was the impact that they were generating for the seismographs to pick up. I'm not aware of any explosives, isotopic or otherwise. NASA is certainly correct about Walter Cronkite. You know, dynamite does burn without oxygen having to be there. But I have to be honest, I'm completely unaware of any such surface explosion. The risk to the astronauts, I think, would have been unacceptable. And so I'm not sure where this story comes from, but I'm not aware of it.
Okay, well, I watched it live when it happened. Okay, well, there's other people that watched it live when it happened.
If you find a tape of it, I'll be interested in seeing it. Larry, thank you very much for the phone call. Going to switch to Lark in Texas. Aloha, Lark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. First time caller to your program. Great show. I just want to say that we have a state religion today. It was passed in 1991. By a secretive voice vote in Congress. That would be the Noahide Laws, Public Law 102-14. And I wanted to bring that to your attention in case you were unaware of it.
Well, it's unconstitutional. I don't care what they voted and what they've put through. It'll never survive a Supreme Court challenge.
The Constitution has been balanced. We have today on the Supreme Court 4 Jews, 5 Roman Catholics, at least one Roman Catholic is a student of the Talmud. And,
all right, email me that public law and I'll take a look. But I mean, I'm a staunch constitutionalist. I will not accept, I don't care if Congress passes it, I won't accept it. Because it violates the Constitution. And if the Supreme Court does not want to defend the Constitution, then we, the people, must do it. We're at the end of this segment. I got to let you go, but please send in the text of that law to me. I do want to take a look at that. Thanks an awful lot. And let's see. There's the music there. When we come back, we'll have time for one more phone call. We'll be taking John in California. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Before I go back to the phones, I'm reading the text of Public Law 10214, and all it really does is declare a day as Education Day. It's one of those little formal political recognitions. It doesn't really carry the force of law. It's about as valid as the public law that apologized to the people of Hawaii for the illegal annexation, but didn't actually do anything to change the reality. We're still annexed and we're still stolen out here. So this is not something that actually compels or constrains anybody to follow the Noahide laws, some of which are just, frankly, a little silly. Well, idolatry, obviously our country's up to our neck in idol worship, bloodshed. We're up to our neck in blood. And eating limb torn from a live animal. Well, that's an interesting one. I sort of kind of could get behind that one. Anyway, back to the phones here. Last call for the day, John in California. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, this guy Kurt Sonnenfeld, who's the FEMA videographer from the Twin Towers 911 thing, what do you think it is he photographed that is so critical? Did I read on WRH that the black boxes that had been found in the rubble at one point? And was that from Kurt's work?
There have been several reports that the black boxes were actually found and spirited away. I don't know what Kurt actually has. It's a huge buildup. Frankly, if he's afraid for his life, the smartest thing he could do is just put out whatever it is on the net right now, and then he's perfectly safe because there's no reason to kill him after the fact. And so there's part of me that wonders if he's seeking publicity the way WikiLeaks does, you know, for some other purpose. So I'm just going to kind of hang back and watch what develops there.
Yeah, it's going to be tough with that murder trial and all the attendant weirdness that they're going to try to put on him over that. But I am really curious as to what it is he found and how easy it'll be to get at those tapes.
Well, like I said, we can just sit back and watch. I don't have enough information to really comment further. I've been watching the story, but it just, my sense is that he's grabbing for publicity right now and not, you know, I'm not sure. Okay? All right, that was John in California. All righty, but anyway, as like I said, we're coming up on the anniversary of 9/11. There's a lot of debate about it, and from my point of view, and we're going to have Lenny from INN World Report will be our guest on Friday, wrapping up ahead of the anniversary on Saturday. But the bottom line is, I think we're past the point of needing to argue over fine points about where the parts went, whether they found the black boxes, exactly what kind of explosives were used. I mean, the government would love for us to spend the rest of our lives arguing over the fine minutia, and we can see a lot of Cass Sunstein's operatives all over the net trying to keep the arguments going. But I think the time for argument is over. We know the government lied to us about 9/11. We know they lied to us about Saddam's nuclear weapons. The time has come to confront that reality and stop arguing. The time has come to decide what we're going to do about a government that lies to us this openly and blatantly. We need to face that. We need to deal with that. We need to not let the propagandists keep us spinning around in circles. As Shakespeare said in Henry VI, keep busy, giddy minds. Keep them occupied. Keep them thrashing back and forth all the time. All right, that's it for our show. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday at 2 p.m. Central, here in the Republic Broadcasting System. Sorry I sound so scattered. I'm multitasking here. Take care. Aloha, America.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-